Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
All right. Well, Robin, first of all, congratulations. Big wedding news. So exciting. So how is newlywed life all over again?
Thank you. Newlywed life has been good. I mean, of course, you know, we've been together for a very long time. Literally since, I mean, if we want to start from the beginning, since like 1996. So of course, newlywed life is not typical newlywed life, of course, and doing it a second time, but there is something very special about being married and remarried and just kind of having that official element to your relationship.
Definitely. So. Does it feel different again?
Slightly. A teeny tiny bit different. The arguments are just the same though. You
know? Of course. I mean, so tell us what you can all about the wedding. What was your favorite part? Did this happen in Jamaica? You know, I know that you were there, I think last July. So is that when everything happened?
Well, I want to keep it, you know, unfortunately, since someone spilled the tea and did not allow it to play out naturally on the show and had to kind of like, you know, tell my business, I want to at least, you know, keep the rest of those details, you know, just for the viewers to watch and see what happens. But, you know, I can say it was just figuring out our wedding plans because our schedules were quite busy, and figuring out the plans definitely was not as simple as I thought it would be. So
was it as magical as you thought it would be, though?
Oh, it was actually more magical than I thought it would be. It was so beautiful. It was so us. It was exactly the way we would have wanted it, despite, you know, other people's opinions on how it should be. It was perfect. It was pretty close to perfect.
That's good. Are your kids so excited that you guys are married again?
Well, you know, they're excited, but they were a little disappointed that we didn't have like the big, huge party, you know, the big, you know, and kids, when they think of a wedding, what do they think of? They think of the party and all the family and the friends and all the activity and the hustle and bustle. And so they're a little disappointed that they didn't get that. But, you know, we felt it was important that our kids kind of understand that that's not what it's about, that it's about, you know, us as a couple and as a family.
Definitely. So. Did he sign the prenup?
Yeah.
Signed, sealed, delivered, right? Did all the ladies reach out and wish you congratulations afterwards?
Well, so they didn't. Okay, so only a few knew like when it happened. Of course, Giselle knew. And the rest, a couple of them, like they didn't see it until they saw the episode. Right. And so, yeah.
Did they reach out after they saw the episode, though?
Only Candace.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
Yeah. So, yeah, but did Mia reach out? Ashley, I believe Ashley, Giselle, Ashley, and did Mia already know? I'm not sure.
But I think when I spoke to her yesterday, she said she knew. So, yeah. All right, good. Well, I'm glad that you guys are happy, and I can't wait to see it all play out. I'm so excited. You know, obviously last episode was insane. What is your relationship like with Karen now, ever since everything kind of happened with the, you know, the cheating accusations?
Yeah. You know what? Karen and I kind of have like a love-hate relationship. So honestly, it's so funny. Like all that in Mexico, that episode was insane. We're like, you know, going at each other. And then I can only speak for myself. I carry on like nothing happened. You know what I mean? I'm just like, oh, whatever. I mean, clearly I'm like, okay, well, she's not on my, you know, my bachelorette party list. But, you know, as far as like I'm not going to be all like, oh my God, she said this and she said that. I just like, you know, have to keep it moving. And so Karen and I have a love-hate relationship where we kind of, you know, throughout the seasons throw daggers at each other and then we just keep it moving. But, you know, we respect kind of and appreciate one another just because, you know, we've been doing this so long together and we do understand the nature of the beast and what we're doing.
No, definitely. I mean, it seemed, I mean, rightfully so, that Juan was pretty pissed off that these accusations were going down. Did that, you know, change your, obviously it didn't change your relationship, but did that cause any issues between the two of you?
Yeah, you know, and honestly, it wasn't even that he was pissed off. Like, I know it sounded like it. Right. He's kind of like, he doesn't like the drama. You know what I mean? He's just like, why are you calling me this drama? I don't like, you know, like, leave me out of this. It's not that he, like, he's like, whatever. He didn't pay any attention to it afterward. He didn't give it any energy. It wasn't like a big, like, oh my gosh, I can't believe they're talking about me, that type of stuff. But it was just like, he's more so like, y'all ladies need to cut this nonsense out. And I'm kind of like, well, that's kind of what we do, but whatever, you know.
Were you guys dying like I was watching it with the drawing of the woman that looked like Karen?
Oh my gosh. I cried laughing. Like I was on the train watching it, so I couldn't be like loud and cracking up, but I cried. Like that was the funniest thing I've ever seen. That was hilarious. It was genius.
Seriously, producers and editors of Potomac this season need like an award. It's so great.
They're like, what can we do next? And that one, I feel like that one took the cake.
It definitely did. Has she apologized at all? I know, obviously, you guys all sat down for the reunion, and I know you can't tell me too much, but you said you have that love-hate relationship. So where are you kind of standing right now?
I would say we were a lot better after the reunion.
Okay. So. What else can you kind of tease about the reunion? Was it as fiery as you thought? And do you ever have a strategy going into it or an agenda or something like that?
No, I'm not one of those that has like, you know, there are people who, you know, they have lines written out, they practice them, they have all these, you know, certain things that they want to say. And that's not me at all. Like that wouldn't even feel natural to me to like walk into a reunion with like notes of like, you know, one-liners that I have to drop. Like, it's just, that's not what I do. So, you know, I went into the reunion, and honestly, I went into the reunion, I guess, feeling that my only issue really was with Karen, but not even that deep of an issue. So I didn't come into the reunion thinking, oh my gosh, I got to tell this person that, I got to tell this person that. I more so felt the need because, you know, when you watch a show, you don't see everything. I just felt the need to kind of explain and give a little more context to a lot of the stuff that has happened throughout the season. Mm-hmm. But I didn't feel the need that I needed to have any type of like come to Jesus moment with anybody.
I did love the theme this season, the blue. Everybody looked fantastic. You guys,
yes, it was so pretty.
It was so good. It was fun. Obviously, we still have a few more episodes to go until we see the reunion, and things look like it's going to get really heated, especially with Charisse accusing Karen of sleeping with somebody at a club. I mean, what was your reaction when you heard that? And I mean, was your jaw on the floor?
Okay, so when Charisse was telling all this, I was so drunk, I didn't hear anything that she was saying. Like, first of all, we had the best time at that bachelorette party. It was so fun. We were so drunk. We were so loose. We were just like happy just to be in that setting where we were just like, you know what? We are just here to have fun. We're not here to like, you know, go at each other and drop bombs on people or whatever. We're just here to have fun. And so I was drunk before we got off the party bus to get into the strip club. And so I promise you, like, if you watch it and if you look at me, you will see that I'm just like...
Not there.
I'm not there. So it was so funny. Like, I had no idea that conversation was taking place. And, you know, afterward, I'm hearing about it. I'm like, what? She said, what? Huh? Now, I can't lie. Like, I've actually heard that stuff before, so it wouldn't have been shocking to me. But, But she dropped some...
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Some interesting information that I can say was not made up or did not come out of left field.
Yeah, no, when I spoke to Mia, she said that why would Charisse have to lie? She didn't really see a reason that Charisse had to lie. So do you kind of believe this then?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm just like I said, we know a lot more than what you all do. And we've done, you know, over the years, we've just, you know, out of respect, just kind of kept a lot of that stuff to ourselves. So yeah, Charisse didn't come on. And you know, despite some people's opinions, Charisse did not come on the show to go at Karen. That was not her purpose. She was there because we are all friends with her outside of like Karen and Wendy. Like, we're all friends with Charisse, and she was there because she's a friend of the show.
Right.
And she was not there to like say anything bad about Karen. And probably had Karen not said the things that she said to Charisse and about Charisse in Mexico. And because in Mexico, Karen actually said a lot more things that were actually pretty insulting and personal daggers at Charisse. Had she not done that, then Charisse would not have been telling her business like that.
I'm sure that this kind of sets the tone for the rest of the season, I would imagine, then.
Well, we're almost at the end.
Right, yeah.
Like, we've got two episodes left, right?
That's it. Oh, my God. I feel like I just want more. It's so good this season.
Yeah.
So good. What did you think of Mia being, you know, her and Wendy kind of, you know, putting everything in Miami to bed, but she's still not on good terms with Jacqueline. What did you think about that? Were you happy to see her reconcile with Wendy? And how do you feel about her relationship with Jacqueline at the moment?
Yeah, well, definitely, like, Wendy and Mia, they should have reconciled, like, the next day in Miami. Because it honestly, in my opinion, was not that big of a deal where it had to be kind of, like, you know, dragged out for weeks and they can't talk. Like, I felt like, you know, after what happened, they could have easily had a conversation and just, you know, patched up and kept it moving. So yeah, that was clear. That was absolutely overdue. I was happy to see that they were on not just better terms, but on good terms.
Right.
The Jacqueline situation was very disappointing. I felt for Jacqueline. I really didn't understand, you know, why it was happening and what I didn't really understand Mia's perspective. I feel like as a housewife, when you bring your friend on, you got to have your friend's back. And you may have to shield your friend from some things or protect them from some things or I don't know. So I definitely don't agree with the way that situation was handled. And it is very unfortunate.
Yeah, it seems like the two of them are still at odds as well. And, you know, their families are very close and things like that. Do you think it was a mistake that she brought Jacqueline into the mix?
Well, like in hindsight, yes, probably, because had she not brought Jacqueline on the show, this would not have happened to their friendship. Mm-hmm. But some people might say, well, you know, maybe they needed to reveal these things about one another to see that their friendship is not really, you know, whatever they thought it was. And so sometimes, you might have to look at like the silver lining, like, okay, maybe Jacqueline needed to come on the show to see that she and Mia weren't the best of friends or whatever it might be, or vice versa. So, right. But had Jacqueline not come on the show, I would think that their friendship was still strong, because when I met Jacqueline, I met her with Mia and they seemed like, you know, the best of buddies. And so it is quite surprising to see the way that the friendship demised.
Yeah, definitely. You know, a lot of people were talking about after last episode, the reaction to Mia allegedly saying that she wanted to eat Wendy's box. What? So what really went down that night in Mexico? And do you believe this?
I will be honest. Like when I, I feel like I've heard like a bunch of different versions of this story. So mm-hmm. I don't know what the truth is. I wouldn't put it past Mia saying something like that. But I don't know. It's just that story was all over the place. Not surprised by it, but I'm not quite sure what went down.
Right.
So, I almost feel like they're like, I don't know if they're covering. It's like, so I'm like, I don't know if they're covering stuff up or if they're exaggerating or what. But at the end of the day, I do know that after a long trip, I had to go to bed, but we like to let loose, have fun, you know, drink, kind of forget all of the things that transpired and just have a good time. And so I believe, you know, something could have happened.
Something could have happened. What do you think of Ashley possibly dating Luke from Summer House? I mean, obviously, they were just seen together, but then they broke up. So nobody really knows what's going on. But what do you think about her getting back out in the dating scene and, you know, being out there?
Yeah, I think that's so awesome for her. I mean, I'm happy to see that she's happy and she's having fun and she's enjoying life. And she just seems to have, you know, just be in a different space. And I think that's so fun and awesome. I kind of, you know, maybe would like to see her not do it so publicly, just coming off of a high profile, not, you know, a relationship in the public. So maybe, but, you know, I mean, who am I to tell her what to do with her life? But I'm just happy to see her having fun.
Definitely. So. And then, you know, we saw Giselle maybe going out on a date with Winterhouse's Jason. What did you think of that one? And is it good to see her kind of getting back out there?
Yeah, you know what? I think Jason is kind of almost like the perfect guy for her to date, because he is a lot younger and it's almost like a no strings attached. Like Giselle's been telling us, like people just don't want to believe her, but she's been telling us that she just wants to date and have fun and be free and not have to answer to people and not have to deal with, you know, the stringent rules of a relationship. And I think dating someone like Jason, who's young and free, and you know, I'm sure if Jason wants to settle down and have kids, he knows it's not happening with Giselle, right? And so right now Jason's having fun, Giselle's having fun. It's just, that's perfect for
definitely. Well, Robin, thank you so much. I really appreciate your time and congratulations again, and I can't wait to see the rest of the season unfold.
Thank you, Christina. I appreciate your support of the show.